Can I ask, John, where are you from yourself?
I'm from France originally, but I was brought up bilingual by my mother, who was an English teacher. And when my father died, I got sent to Britain and I had to do my secondary and higher education in Britain.
Okay, so you were born in France?
Yes, I was born in France.
You had your education in this country,
yes.
But you've also lived in other countries?
Oh, yes, I've lived in Afghanistan for 6 years and worked there as an English teacher and also as a director of a language school, teaching Farsi and Pashto to expatriates, foreigners who came to work in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Okay, thank you. So obviously you've had all this experience abroad in
yes.
other countries, and then coming back to this area, to Hare Hills,
yes.
how do you think this area could become more welcoming for people who come here from other countries?
Mm.
If you could do anything more, if anything could be done, could be done.
Well, I think the offering of English classes is obviously a very good thing, because it helps these people to integrate into a society. But also they can meet people from their own area, and also they can talk their own language with them, this particular area. I think the more indigenous people could be more welcoming sometimes, if they had an understanding of where refugees come from.
How many nationalities do you work with as part of your...
Oh, at the moment, about 30.
30 different nationalities, at least.
Well, I have done over the years, not in any one particular time, but I have done.
So, can you tell me then, what do you think a good citizen is, or what do you think a good citizen does?
I think a good citizen is a person who wants to come to at least try to integrate as much as possible by learning English and by wanting to be able to work. And that is a majority of asylum seekers and refugees. They all want to, are very keen, A, to learn English, and B, to learn to work, to have a job. The government doesn't always allow them to work. They don't allow asylum seekers to work, but that, I think, is a mistake. I think they should be able to. I think also they can share their values with the indigenous people. And some of their values are sometimes better than ours in many ways. It's a value judgment. But I think particularly people from Asia who have a respect for older people and the family is very important for them. Yes, those two areas which I, from my experience,
So people having access to English classes, people learning English, people getting a job and being able to work.
Yes.
And those would be two ways for people to become good citizens.
Yes.
And then also being able to share
Exchange between faith communities also is very important, I think.
Tell us what you mean.
What I mean is that we should be open to other faith communities. Certain faith communities are more in the news than others, particularly Muslims, and I think we should be able to, people who are indigenous people to Britain should know more about.
So it's kind of educating one another.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So that, are you aware of anything like that happening in Tunis?
Well, only through Islamic studies in various institutions in the city, but I don't know any.
So people being open to learn from one another.
Absolutely, yes. This would reduce the possibility of conflicts conflicts arising in the area, as has done in the past.